so today we're continuing a two-part series that I started last week called Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. And the whole idea is that it takes an entire team, all of us, to make this dream called Unity of Bellevue a reality. And I love the acronym for TEAM, T-E-A-M. Together, everyone accomplishes more. Isn't that great? It's true, isn't it? Together, we can do so much more than we can do alone. Together, we can do anything that we set our intention on. Together, we can do some pretty amazing things. And I love the story of a man walking along the beach one day, and he sees another man in the distance. As he gets closer, he notices this man is leaning down, picking something up and throwing it back into the ocean. And as he approaches, he sees that the man is picking up starfish and throwing them one by one back into the ocean, starfish that have washed up on the beach. And one by one, he throws them back into the water. And as he gets closer, he goes, "What are you doing?" And the man says, "I'm throwing these starfish back into the ocean. It's low tide and all these starfish have washed up on the beach. And if I don't throw them back into the sea, they'll die." "Well, I understand," he replied, "but there are thousands of starfish on this beach. You can't possibly get to all of them. Can't you see that you can't possibly make a difference?" The man bent down, picked up another starfish, threw it back in the ocean and said, "Made a difference to that one." Right? Made a difference to that one. And so every single moment we have an incredible opportunity to put our love into action, to be love in action. And when we do that, we begin to live love in action. We begin to live it. You know, not just talking about it, but living it. And every moment we have this opportunity to bring love into expression, to make a difference, to transform our world. Every moment. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is spread out upon the earth. It's everywhere. You look, but we don't see it. And why don't we see it? Because many of us, we're just not living attuned to it. And we forget, don't we, that the presence and the power of God is within us. It's within us. You know, I am love in action. Say that with me. I am love in action. How does that feel? That's the truth of who you are. You know, I am love in action. You know, when you describe your life and when you affirm I am love in action, is there evidence of it out there in the world? Can you look into your life and see evidence of that love in action? And if you were to say it to another person, I am love in action, would they be able to see, yes, absolutely, you're right, I see it in your life? I am love in action. Let's say it again with conviction this time. I am love in action. Yeah, and so when we affirm I am love in action, we literally step into a vibration and an energy of love. And then we begin to project that out into our world. But we have to be it first. Step into it and project that out. I love, and I use the quote in our meditation, I love when Mother Teresa, she once said this, "I want to be a pencil in the hand of God writing a love letter to the world." Isn't that a great image? I want to be a pencil in the hand of God writing a love letter to the world. And it's all about stepping into that energy and that frequency of love so that when you step out into the world, when we step out, we can be agents for transformation. That's why we're here, to lift everyone up, to go out and to be love in action in the world, to lift everyone up, that everyone feels better having been in your presence. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that the kind of life you want to live? So that we become these a greater and greater opportunity for this great love story to be written by your life. There's a love story waiting to be written by your life, with your life. And so wherever we are, we can be that wonderful opportunity to bring love into the world because we bring the energy of love with us. And in every room that you walk into, as you walk in as love in action, you begin to lift everyone up around you, and that's a true leader. You know, we don't lead because of a title. We lead out of the presence of love, the I am presence that is within us. We lead out of love. And those are the kind of leaders that we envision in all of our dream teams that here at Unity of Bellevue. And there's a shift in consciousness rather than saying, you know, this is what I want you to do. We're shifting the consciousness and we're saying, each one of us is saying, I will bring the frequency and energy of love and service, and together we'll create something incredible. Together we'll create heaven on earth. Last week we introduced our dream teams, those focus areas that you set out of the date of discovery that you wanted to kind of us to focus on for the next several years. And in case you weren't here, or maybe you forgot what they are youth. The second one is expressive arts, and they're in no order. Just not that the first one is the most important. They're all important. There's youth, expressive arts. There's prayer and pastoral care, taking care of each other. Community, outreach, and the sixth one is financial planning. These are the areas that you told us out of our appreciative inquiry day of discovery that you wanted us to really spend some time focusing on over the next several years. And so we have posters up in the friendship room, and you'll see them in the back wall as you walk in, with the headings and underneath it, the point people. There's a staff member and a visioning team member is point people. And then under that are bullet points of some of the ideas that you said that you would like to see happen. And last week we had a lot of people sign up, and out of their area of passion, out of, you know, seeing something that really just got you excited, or some of you signed up out of your area of your greatest spiritual gift. You know, we kind of join out of passion and also with our spiritual gifts. It takes all of us, a team, to make this whole dream work. It takes all of us working together. And so sign-ups continue this week. So please, and they'll continue probably for years, because there are dream teams that are gathering. Maybe if you're not one of those people who likes to get things off the ground, then you might want to wait until the dream teams are up and running and projects are decided. Now, you might not be in on the decision of what projects go on. That's what the ground floor is. But there'll be projects. I see 3-4 different projects under each area. We don't know what's going to come out. You're going to determine that. And so, you know, if now is not the right time for you to join a team, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and join when the opportunity is just right. But there'll be visioning team members in the friendship room. If you want to talk to them, they'll be able to answer some questions for you. But last week we talked about the first three teams, the youth, the pastoral care, and expressive arts. Those are the three teams we talked about last week. I just want to kind of touch upon a couple of the teams, the last three teams this week. But if you love people, connecting them or feeding them, and there are lots of people who love that, sign up for the community dream team. Community is within our own community. It's not community outreach. Outreach is the next one. But community is kind of helping to create and plan more opportunities to connect, such as social activities, outings, feeding, you know, opportunities to eat together, multi-generational, cross-generation cultural activities, hospitality, if you want to join the hospitality team, how we welcome first-timers, being an extremely welcoming community. Those were some of the ideas that came out of those presentations on the Day of Discovery. Now, if you'd like to help Unity of Bellevue increase our visibility, this is the Outreach Dream Team. Help expand our message to the community, attract and retain young families with children, outreach into our community with service projects. That's the Outreach Dream Team may be the team for you. If you're passionate about our spiritual community being debt-free, we have a small little loan that's ballooning soon, and, you know, determining how is that going to get paid off. how all of our building's maintenance needs, our roof replacement phase two, our kitchen remodeling, which a lot of you said that you would love to see that kitchen remodeled, how is that going to all be taken care of? Well, if you have some expertise, this is where spiritual gifts come in. If you have some expertise in financial planning or fundraising or capital campaigns, you might want to join the financial planning dream team. There's something for everyone, and there's a place calling you. There's a place of passion calling to you and inviting you to be a part of a great team where together everyone accomplishes more. Just a few people can't do it. It takes everyone to make this dream a reality. And so I'd like to offer this concept to you, that he who knows leads. He who knows leads. He or she who knows how to do it, does it. You know, I have a heart and a passion for God. I don't really do green stuff. I don't take care of plants, and that's just not one of my gifted areas. I try, but I usually love plants so much I drown them because I give them too much water. I just don't have that green thumb. So I let Eileen Morris and Paul Roof and the landscape team take care of those things, take care of our beautiful grounds, because they know how to do it. They don't want me on their team. That I have Eileen come to my house to take care of my plants. That's just not a gift I receive. I have other gifts. You know, and I don't do anything technical except turn the on and off switch. You know, and if my computer, something happens to the computer, I know who to call. I call our IT person, Cal Boyle. And we have some very talented people who keep track of all the money in the church. Now, you don't want Bill, my husband, to touch the checkbook. I guarantee. Not his gifted area. When we met, he rounded everything up because he figured he'd always be ahead that way. But he never knew how much money he had in his checking account. So Michael Oliver, our business administrator, he gets us to the penny. He or she who knows leads. He or she who knows leads. And so as a spiritual practice, you know, we're encouraged to discover our spiritual gifts and to understand where our passion lies. You know, we want to be passionate about something, and we want to know that we have a spiritual gift that we can also bring to the table. And so today I'd like to talk about sacred service as a spiritual practice and as a path toward awakening. There's good evidence people who serve, who give of their time, live longer. Studies have been done. Studies have shown people who give of themselves in some selfless service, one, they live longer. Two, they have a greater sense of well-being. Three, they have fewer colds. People who give of themselves who serve. And they also are less lonely. That's kind of an easy one to figure out. They're less lonely. And giving of your gifts in the area of your greatest passion is good for you. It's good for you. If you want to have a healthier, happier sense of well-being, get out of yourself and go serve others. It's our fifth unity principle, that we take the truth that we know and we go out into service and we give it away. We take the truth and we go out and we serve others. There's a powerful shift that takes place when you begin to use sacred service as a spiritual tool for enlightenment. And there are three aspects of service that I want to touch on today, and I just want to invite you to consider. The first one is to move into the idea that all service is an activity for a purpose greater than your own self. It's greater than your own self. You're not doing it for you. You're doing it for a purpose that's greater than your own self. So when you're helping your kids, when you're volunteering here at Unity of Bellevue, you do it all for something greater. You give it, you know, you do it as an act of devotion to something greater than yourself. The Apostle Paul once said, he said, do everything for the glory of God. Do it all. Do everything for God. So just imagine what it would be like if you were to, in the morning, before you ever got out of bed, before your feet ever hit the floor, you went through your day, you scanned your day, and you thought about all the meetings that you were going to have, all the appointments and all the people that you were going to meet with, the luncheon appointments you might have, cooking dinner for the kids. You just think about everything you're going to do for the day, and you say to yourself, I do it all for the glory of God. I do it all for God. Do you think your day would go a little bit differently if you knew that you were doing it for something greater and higher, for a higher purpose than yourself? Yeah, I mean, because then you would realize that you're not there to get something, you're there to give something. You're there to give it away. I love the story of the stonemasons in the Middle Ages. And they were building a cathedral. And someone asked the first stonemason, they said, what are you making? And the man grumbled, a shilling a day. You know, as he sat in the hot sun for 14 hours every day. And so if I were to ask some of you, what are you making? You'd probably tell me what you earn. And when you are working for the money, you're not going to have the same feeling as the next man when asked, what are you making? Replied, I'm making the foundation stone. The third stonesman, doing exactly the same job, when asked, what are you making? Replied, I am making a great cathedral for the glory of God. I'm making a great cathedral for the glory of God. Who do you think went home every night with more energy and a greater sense of accomplishment? It's all for the glory of God. And so when we talk about being love in action, the first step is to be an opening for the divine, to be that opening for the divine presence to work through. So whether you're singing in the choir, whether you're working with our kids back in the youth program, whether you're picking weeds on a blue jean Sunday, you do it all for the glory of God. Every activity, the first step is that every activity you do is for a purpose greater than yourself. You do it as an act of devotion to God, to love, to the power that is within you. Second step, and this takes service out of just being good for you, and it allows it to be a step towards enlightenment. And here's where it may break down a little bit for us. Because the second step says to relinquish attachment to the idea of how things ought to be. Anybody have a problem in this arena? You like to thank you, Claire, for being honest. We have some problem in this area of letting go of the outcome, because you can't determine how it's going to be, and dedicate everything to something, a purpose greater than yourself. And so, if we're still in this earth suit, which all of us here are, then we still have some attachment to how things ought to be, about attachment to that outcome. But when we can surrender, when we can let go and surrender into a presence and a power greater than ourselves, then we can be an opening for spirit to work through. And we can just be open to whatever spirit is trying to do through us. But you can't be if you think you know how it's going to turn out. And so it means trust. And this is not only in our own individual lives, but in this community, this spiritual community. You know, we need to trust and to know that as the ego steps back, we have to practice the ego stepping back so something greater can come through us. And it means letting go of how we think it ought to be. For example, you go into work tomorrow morning and you set the intention, you know, I'm going to do my very, very best today. And then the boss doesn't acknowledge you and doesn't even appreciate you. And you say, well, that's the last time I'm going to make an effort. How many times have you done? I won't ask for hands, but, you know, that we wait to be acknowledged before we do something or feel good about something. You know, but that's the natural human response. But if you dedicate yourself to a purpose greater than yourself and you let go of the outcome, it doesn't matter what the boss thinks, right? It doesn't matter Because when we dedicate ourselves to something greater than ourselves, and dedicate ourselves to God, and we let go of how it ought to be, then we can move into the third step, is that you can learn from everything. You can learn from everything. This human journey, it's all about, everything in this human journey is a stepping stone to greater glory. Everything in this human journey, every obstacle that we face, it's only revealing to us where in our lives we need to grow, where in our lives we need to do our greatest work. We're here to love, to serve, and to bring God into expression, or to grow into God consciousness. That's why we're here. Motivational speaker Tony Robbins, he said it like this: no one will be happy unless there are three components active in our lives. Here are the three components that he says must be active in your life in order for you to be happy: love and connection, learning and growing, and making a contribution. Three things in our life that we need to have in place in order for us to be truly, truly happy. Love and connection, connecting with other people, feeling loved, giving love. We need to learn and to grow and not stagnate. And we need to know that we made a difference, that we're making a contribution to the world. And when these things are in place, these three things are in place, then we will truly be happy. Albert Schweitzer summed it up like this: I may never meet you or know what you do for a living, but I know this about you. Unless you choose a life of love and service, you will never be happy. It's a bold statement. Unless you choose a life of love and service, you'll never be happy. That doesn't mean you have to go join the Peace Corps. You can serve right where you are, whatever you're doing. It's a shift in consciousness. It's an attitude that you are here to serve. You're here to be that expression for God. You're here to be that vessel to bring God into expression. And you can do that no matter what you're doing. And when you do that, you will be happy. And so in this now moment, you have the opportunity to set three intentions. The first one is to do it all for the glory of God. Everything you do, dedicate it to a purpose greater than yourself. Second thing is, don't be attached to the outcome. Give it up. Have some fun with it. Just be open and kind of, you know, saying, ooh, what's next? What's next? Let's see what we can create together. And then the third is, do your very, very best and learn from it. Whatever happens, even if you call it an obstacle or something not so great, learn from it. That's what we're here. We're here to grow and to learn. And so I'd like to end with these two quotes. And this one is from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. And he goes on to say, you don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. Soul full of grace and a heart generated, a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. And from Mother Teresa, most of us will never be asked to do the great things. We're not going to write the Magna Carta. We're not going to sign the Declaration of Independence. We're probably not going to find a cure for cancer. But every single one of us is asked to do the small things of our lives daily, moment to moment, with great love. We're asked to do the small things of our lives with great love. And so when you and I learn moment by moment that, you know, to really experience every single moment and to do the small things that we do every day with great, tremendous love, then we will begin to co-create together the kingdom of heaven. And we will become, and our lives will become, love in action. So God bless you as you this week go through and do everything that you do with tremendous love. God bless.